fracking in Florida and marijuana-laced candy have become campaign fodder during this political season. So PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen has dug into these claims and talks about these half-truths with WUSF's Steve Newborn.
The use of fracking or hydraulic fracturing as a relatively inexpensive way to drill for oil and gas has made the U.S. the world's largest producer of fossil fuels. But there's been concerns about it polluting groundwater. There isn't much of that happening in Florida, but that hasn't prevented fracking from becoming a campaign issue. A group supporting State Representative Dana Young, who's running for a new state Senate district in Hillsborough County, sent a mailer saying she voted for a statewide fracking ban to protect our water. The folks from PolitiFact Florida did a little digging on this one, so let's say hi to Josh Gillen. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So, Josh, did Dana Young approve that message?
We rated this half true. And, you know, if you live in her newly created District 18, the one she's running for, you would have gotten this mailer. And it refers to House Bill 191 from earlier this year. Now, this did not pass the Senate, but it did pass the House. And it was a very controversial bill because it would have kept fracking from being able to be done by any company in the state of Florida until a study had been done. And the study would have been due in 2017, and then the legislature would have written regulations based on that. Now, this is not the same as voting for a ban, even though Young maintains that she is against fracking and does want a statewide ban. And one of the controversial things about this is that it didn't allow cities or counties to maintain bans that they may have passed locally. So, very controversial piece of legislation that doesn't quite go as far as Young said in this mailer.
All right, next up, let's get a ruling on this claim.
With Amendment 2, this is what medicine will look like. Hot, packaged like candy, up to 20 times stronger than it once was. Marketed to kids, sold next to schools.
Whoa, heavy-duty stuff. That came from the No on Amendment 2 folks. So, Josh, will Amendment 2 bring kid-friendly pot candy to Florida?
Well, this is another one we rated half true. And, you know, in this case, Vote No on 2 is really focusing on a part of the amendment language that says the state will be able to regulate related marijuana products like food. If you go to one of the other 25 medical marijuana states, about 19 of them allow you to consume medical marijuana as food. A lot of these things were packaged as candies. There was a big controversy about gummy bears in Colorado. And the problem is that Amendment 2 does not specifically say that it's going to be candy or it's going to be packaged in a way that children might want it. We see that places like Connecticut requires tamper-resistant packages, just like prescription drugs. Washington specifically bans products designed to appeal to kids.
All right, let's go to Colorado, which is probably the most famous state for this, or infamous, depending on which side of the aisle you're on. There's been a lot of kids who have been hospitalized for ingesting candy, right?
Right, and Colorado has since started addressing this and saying that packaging has to be opaque and it has to have a label on it. And very recently, they have said you can't make it in the shapes of animals and you can't have it in bright colors. But there has been an uptick in the number of children exposed to medical marijuana. And when we talked to the health department there, they said, well, you would have to expect that. Poison control centers are way more likely to get calls about diaper cream, toothpaste, laundry detergent, and crayons than there are about medical marijuana.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for giving us our medicine on this claim.
Thanks again, Steve, and remember, PolitiFact is always here to read the labels for you.
That is Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida talking with WUSF's Steve Newborn.